Now, our feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WNFO Medford.
These are the things I can do.
station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
And it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
101.5 WMFO 1012 on your Friday night. Good evening. And you are in tune to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, where we bring you the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight every Friday night. 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Take it to the top. Stop. You don't want to quit. Put your heel where you're feeling it. Take it to the top. quit, but you heal while you're feeling it.
WMFO, a classic dance floor masterpiece from the Brothers Johnson. They call that one a stomp. All right, Somerville, I got your Evelyn Champagne King coming up on the other side of this. And all your your shout-outs. Don't go nowhere.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Words. Big shout out. I say it every week. I say it every week until we have this commercial. Big shout out to the fathers out there, to the dads out there doing the right thing, taking care of your family and your kids. All right. First of all, before I get to my shout outs, I'd like to address this. I got folks calling me up and cussing me out here and sending me messages in my inbox on Facebook about last week. I apologize about not sending everybody a personal email, but I was out of town, and you know, as you know, I seldom miss my show. I'm here every Friday night, late clockwork, doing my business. So just cut me some slack if I miss a couple, not. And I'll give you an email address and a phone number for somebody to talk to if you want to take this any further. All right. Anyway, let's get to my shout out. Shout out to my girl Rita. What's up, baby? She's down there in Florida. I'm celebrating her mother's birthday. Shout out to Claire. Happy 80th birthday. Down there doing your thing and celebrating. Also, shout out to Sister Claire and Brother Mike. Speaking of Brother Mike, I was talking to JD a little bit earlier. He told me to tell you he said hi. He said hi, Mike. He said hi. All right, anyway, shout out to Little Roscoe. What's up, man? I'll see you tomorrow. Big surprise tomorrow. Big surprise. Shout out to John Pierce. I was hanging out with him a couple minutes prior to the show and met the family, Mikey and Tim. Some other white kid. I don't know who it was. I didn't really pay attention to him. We had a tie on, but no, so I'm just messing with you, man. I just forgot your name, man. I'm sorry. He's going to be like, hi, I don't want to talk to him anymore. Sorry, man. I forgot your name. I'm sure John will tell you, but I had a blast over there with those criminals, except for Kim. Hi, Kim. Good to see you too, honey. But, those guys are out of control. We'll talk about that a little bit later. John Pierce coming up in 2 weeks. Shout out to my man Frankie Amagamo, my man Matt Fisher. Matt Fisher, director of the movie DJ Stan the Man, and Frankie Amagamo, my co-star in the movie. Shout out to them. Shout out to my man Roger down at Cuts. If you're down in the Bury, up until midnight, they're down there cutting hair. Have the time tunnel on every Friday night until midnight religiously, man. I really appreciate that, man. I really appreciate it. Too bad I don't have any hair. I come down and check you guys out, but I'm going to come down there anyway. Shout out to my man Danny Montagnetti of The Lounge. You can check his show out here on Thursday nights between the hours of 8 and 10. Plays the second best, well, actually, maybe like the tie for the second best show on this radio station with the Giddy Up. And you can also check him out, my man Paulie B, on Friday between the hours of 2 and 4 with the Giddy Up, and my man Chris, funny man Chris Ridgeway. Funny guy, real funny guy. Shout out to my man Mike down at Mystic Mobile. What's up, man? Shout out to The Hill. Shout out to the twins, Allison and Rachel, back on campus for Thanksgiving weekend. And no, definitely not. No, no, no. I got to let Humphrey out. I got to go home. I got kids. I got to go home. And last but not least, shout out to Sylvius. Thank you, baby. Appreciate that call. Get that message. And I will see you this week to pick up my sweet potato pie. All right? Let's see where we are. Oh, sorry about that. All right, Mike. I'll hold that on for you, right? I'll hold that for you, man. You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here at 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Humphrey Report coming up at the top of the hour. We got some good stuff. We'll be right back. on 91.5 WMFO and the monster dancehall classic jam from back in the day, Evelyn Champagne King and I Am In Love. Got a special treat for you, ladies and gentlemen. Who's on the phone right now? Hello? Hello?
It's me, Dad.
Is this Little Roscoe?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, how you doing, man?
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
I'm doing all right. Okay, it's 10:30. It's Friday night. Okay, you can be up this late. Okay, we're good. Since you're on the phone, man, I know we talk. You know, we always talk about sports, and I know some of my listeners, you know, are big sports fans, and I know you're one of the youngest sportscasters in the nation. You just haven't been on the air yet, but this is the first time.
Yep.
So let's talk sports for a couple minutes while I get you on the air. The NBA. What's the team that's going to do it? Who's going to do it this year? Who's going to take it this year?
I'm going to say the Cavs because Kyrie Irving, he's going to hit another game-winning three. But I am a Warriors fan.
We know this. And?
Just saying.
I said, we know you're a Warriors fan.
The Cavs are going to come away with it this year, I'm thinking.
Okay. Well, I don't know why, you know, don't forget, the Warriors obtained you-know-who this year. So, I mean, I don't know. And they're tearing people up.
Well, Dad, you know, Curry was missing threes, and my boy Durant wasn't doing crap this night.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, we know that. But still. All right. Okay. Who are some of your favorite players in the NBA right now?
Can it be back? Can it be in the history or just like right now?
Well. Okay. All right. Who's your all-time favorite NBA player in history?
I'd say Kobe Bryant.
Okay. All right. You know what about MJ? You don't. You know all the MJ gear you have. You don't think? I thought he was one of your favorites.
I mean, not really.
All right. Okay. So he's not really. Okay. So who's playing in the NBA now? That's like one of your favorite players, like your favorite players right now.
That there's someone in the room. I'm afraid I can't say that. There's D'Angelo Russell in the room, Dad. I can't say that.
D'Angelo Russell's in the room.
He might snitch on me, Dad. I don't want him to snitch on me.
Okay, all right. We don't want nobody snitching on. All right. Let's switch it over.
Yeah.
Switch it over real quick to the NFL. Who's your team in the NFL now?
The Steelers, because. If everyone's heard, Antonio Brown is the best wide receiver in the league.
Okay, I thought we talked about this the other day. I thought you said Odell Beckham was.
No, that it's on ESPN that he's the best player in the history of the NFL.
Okay, I'll go with that. Who's gonna win it this year?
This year, the Patriots haven't made it in the last 2 years. I'm going to say it's going to be the Broncos again, and the Seahawks maybe. I'm not sure.
All right. I'm going to disagree with you both.
I don't know.
I'm going to disagree with both those. I'm going to say the Patriots are coming back. I'm going to take it again. That's what I'm going to say.
Nah, the Patriots are not that good.
Okay. All right.
All those Patriots fans out there.
All right, I didn't talk today, but I got something to talk to you about this week, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. You've been hanging around for 11 years. You've been, you know, hanging around the house and eating my food and stuff for 11 years. Your folks got to be looking for you. Your real folks got to be looking for you. So I mean, this hang around this weekend. We got to find out who your folks are. They must be looking for you. They got to be looking for you. I mean, you've been here for 11 years. We got to find out who they are. Cause I can't, it's like you can't stay hang out for another 10 years or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, man.
It's been a fun 11 years.
Well, anyway, I appreciate you calling in. It was good to talk to you. I'll see you.
All right, Dad, I want to say one more thing.
Uh-oh. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. There's no cussing. There's no cussing on here. You know that, right? There's no cussing. And probably your grandmother's listening, so no cussing either. All right, go ahead. Say something. What do you want to say about Kevin Durant?
All right. Kevin Durant is such a liar. He said he was going to stay in Oklahoma for the rest of his career.
Yeah, he did say that.
But he choked 3-1 in the finals.
Yeah, he did.
The series.
Yeah,
he choked in the finals.
Right.
Then he joins the team, the rival team.
I know. You're right.
Like,
you're right.
How could he do that?
He wanted to. He wanted to. He wanted the ring. He wanted to win a ring this year. And
He wanted the cash. So that's what happened.
And Dad, what's it called? He is a hypocrite and a liar.
Okay. Well, like everybody has their
all
point.
All I have to say.
All right. Well, everybody has their view and everybody has their opinion. All right. But before you go.
I was a Thunder fan before Kevin left, but, you know, Thunder's not that good anymore. All I have is Westbrook.
All right. Do me a favor. Before you leave, can you tell the people what they're listening to and where we are?
Okay. You are listening to Chase Coffin on 91.5. WMFO Medford.
Oh man, that was nice. Thank you, man.
You're welcome, Dad.
I love you. See you tomorrow.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
WMFO.org.
Can't you see you and me?
Oh.
1.5 WMF. Oh, that is the jam. 702 in a steelo.
Yeah.
Shout out to the net doing their thing tonight up until about 2 o'clock. They're saying head on down. There's plenty of room left. Head on down. 91.5.
That tea would help, though. Shining star. You don't even know what you got inside. But how the
you gon' find out. You keep wanting to ride. I ain't gon' let it slide no more. You're best to go for what you know. Can't do you and what you flow for. You ain't gon' get there trying to be me, dog. Look through your eyes, see what you see. Do you? It's what it boils down to. It's true. Do you? Cause you are held accountable for you. Do you? Is that really what you want me to see? Do you? Cause I'ma do me truly. Do you? It's what it boils down to. It's true. Do you? Cause you are held accountable for you. Do you? Is that really what you want me to see? Do you? Cause I'ma do me truly. You wanna be me? Here's what you do. Grow up neglected by both parents and still pull through. You got to come up, get treated like, then have your mother's new boyfriend smack you like a, turn into a killer. But don't carry a shotty, cause the way it's going down right now, you wanna kill somebody. Get a dog, walk the streets, learn what you need to learn. It'll have a cause, but because you'll get burned. Rap for 15 years without ever coming out, and be convinced that the world don't know what they talking about. Then get locked up every 2 years, for 2 years. Keep it real, hold back all tears. Fix your fears, become a man before your time. Rap will live out your rhyme, let them know what's on your mind. Then you'll get your shot. In due time, everything you dream will come true. But you won't be doing me, you'll be doing you. Do you? That's what it falls down to, it's true. Do you? Cause you are held accountable for you. Do you? Is that really what you want me to see? Do you? Cause I'ma do me truly. Do you? That's what it falls down to, it's true. Do you? Cause you are held accountable for you. Do you? Is that really what you want me to see? Do you? Cause I'ma do me truly. Do you? That's what it falls down to, it's true. Do you? Cause you are held accountable for you. Do you? Is that really what you want me to see? Do you? Cause I'ma do me truly. Do you? That's what it falls down to, it's true. Cause you were held accountable for you. Do you? Is that really what you want me to see? Do you? Cause I'ma do me truly.
Oh, man. You are listening to The Time Tunnel. I am Chase Carson, and we are 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. It is too funky in here. Ha-ha! Friday night, baby!
Nothing.